I've heard of russet.
Yeah, there's a russet. And then there's a white baking potato.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
You mentioned squash. What kind?
Well, any kind. Zucchinis seem to be the ones that everybody, they grow quite prolifically, I think.
Okay.
Everybody. You don't dare visit anybody that has them or you're loaded down when you leave.
You're going out with them.
They really produce.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about beets? Any beets in this area?
Sugar beets or regular beets?
Either, yeah.
Sugar beets would be east of here, along the eastern border would have sugar beets. And around here it would just be simply garden beets. They're not grown commercially. It would just be whatever you wanted your family to have.
Like the red ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are all those things together called?
Succotash.
No, I mean all the beets and potatoes and tomatoes.
Oh,
and
produce.
Okay. What about fruit? Do they grow fruit in this area?
Just as an individual thing. There wouldn't be any orchards or that type of thing much around here.
What can they grow here individually?
Oh, there's peach trees and apricot trees and quite a few cherry trees, plums, but none of those are really, I don't know of any orchards around here.
Okay. Do they have any apples or pears?
That would be another thing that would be grown, you know, individually, but not.
Okay.
I don't know that we'd ever have many pears. Apples are more common.
Okay. Do you know what kind of peaches?
Not really.
Okay.
These would come from the western slope, all your peach crops.
I was wondering if you heard the term freestone or clingstone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that those mean?
Well, the clingstone is kind of a pain to try and can because they do cling to the stone.
Okay.
It's hard to get them loose.
Okay.
They have good flavor, but not.
Okay.
They're not anything that I would really want to buy if I had a choice.
Okay, so the freestone's a little more.
Mm-hmm.
When fruits have seeds or something in them, what do you call that?
The pip.
Okay. And.
Or stone, maybe.
Okay, in that case, that peach, for instance. What about, what are some things people can make out of fruit?
Anything that you want to.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you can spread on toast.
Yeah, do jelly or jam, either one.
Okay. What about with apples when they make
the applesauce.
Yeah.
Apple pies. Just anything that you normally use fruit for.
Yeah. Do they grow something around here that has it can also be called a toadstool?
No. Not in this area.
What are those called?
Mushrooms.
So they don't grow many of those in this area. Have you ever heard of chipped beef?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, it's dried. It's beef cut very thinly. It's roasted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure exactly what process they use. I think it's probably raw and preserved with salt.
Okay.
And is used in gravy,
mm-hmm.
Or you can use it in sandwiches.
Good.
As a kid, the school that I went to, they had about four families, and one family would bring cheap chipped beef sandwiches, and one would bring plain old salad dressing sandwiches, you know,
mm-hmm.
nothing much in them,
mm-hmm.
and one would bring rabbit, and one would bring peanut butter. And this was kind of standard thing, you know, day after day after day, this is what you brought. So we would all put our sandwiches together, and that way we had variety.
That's great.
But the chipped beef was used as a